Well, I want you to take your Bibles this evening and turn to 3 John. 3 John. Once you find 3 John, I'd like for you to find verse number 1. 3 John. 3 John, and then I want you to find verse number 1. Right before you stand, and in a moment we will stand, but right before you stand, I want you to look back at me. I want to tell you something. I was a 16-year-old boy. I'd been going to church. I'd been to some different churches. And in so doing, I had heard people. I'd heard preachers preach and teach. And then for the next few years, I would watch preachers preach and I'd hear them teach. And there's a decision I made a long time ago. My whole goal is to help people. I really didn't, when I was a young man, I didn't want to impress people with what I said. I wanted to help people to be happy. I wanted to help people to be right with God. And I decided that if the practicality of my preaching, if it were necessary that I be extremely simple in an effort to help people, I was willing to do that. I've never really tried to impress anybody with what I preach. I couldn't if I wanted to, but I want to help people. Tonight, my whole intention is I just want to help the people that I love, and that's our congregation of people. And tonight, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about there's in here in this passage of Scripture, it says this. It says in 1 John verse number 3. I'm sorry, it says in verse number 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And that is basically the title of tonight's sermon. Now stand with me, if you would, please. 3 John, starting with verse number 1, I'm going to read two or three verses, and then we'll pray, you'll sit down, and I'll read some other verses to you. The Bible says this, The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And let's pray. Father, tonight I want to help someone. Lord, I want to help many someones. I pray that those that maybe that struggle with their health, maybe they'll learn something tonight that will help them. And for those that tend to be extra healthy, I pray that they'll be cautious. But God, what we teach tonight, I think will be scriptural. I think it will be practical. It'll be down to earth. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, even though the teaching will be very simple, that you'll still work in our midst, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to read some other verses to you, and after I read a handful of verses, each one will have in them references to health. Then I'm just going to make some statements about things that we ought to be careful of in regard to our health. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If you were to say to me, Pastor, why should I take care of my body and why should I attend to my health? There's a very simple answer. If you're a born-again Christian, it's not yours. It's not your body. It is now God's body. You are to take care of your body, understanding it is now God's body. Take care of your body for the sake of Almighty God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 24, Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8, it says, For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 12 says, Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25 says, And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. If we were to start in the book of Genesis and go all the way through the book of Revelation, it would not be hard to find verse after verse after verse after verse where there is instruction about how to take care of the temple of God. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the place where God dwells. God dwells within the body of the believer. That makes it a pretty big deal then for you and I to take care of our bodies. It's where God lives. I think if Jesus were walking the face of this earth today and he said to you, he said, hey, I'm coming by your house this afternoon and I would like to sit and have maybe some sweet tea with you. You know what would happen? Everybody would make sure that their house was clean, ready to receive him. Now let me explain. He's not going to come physically to your home today. He already is inside you. And if we would take the time to tidy up our physical home, if you will, I think then we ought to be careful that we try to keep the place where he lives clean. Our churches in this day, they're not well. I think many of our churches are sick. They're sick spiritually. They're diseased. They're not spiritually healthy. I think churches have spiritual illness today. And just like that, there are churches that are spiritually not well, I think Christians today are physically not well. One of the things our generation needs is we need to be as healthy as possible, because there is a lost and dying world that needs to be saved. And if for no other reason, try to keep your health at the highest level that you can for the sake of being healthy enough to serve God. We want to be healthy enough to be in church. We want to be healthy enough to help people. And so I think it's important that we try to keep our bodies healthy. Good physical health leads to good spiritual health. And I think vice versa. You know, I really do believe when you're not feeling well, it's hard on you spiritually. And I really think that when you're not doing well spiritually, it's probably hard on you physically. But in 3 John, verse number 2, it said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So a man was healthy spiritually, but he was not healthy physically. And John said, I wish for you good physical health. God wants you to have health. God wants you to have a long life. I said this morning, I should repeat it now. There are things about your health and my health, and there are things that we can't do about certain ailments. They're there. We can't make them go away. We can't even fix them. It's up to God. But there are some parts to our health that we do have some control over. There are some things that we can do to help ourselves. And I think that we are responsible to attend to our personal health. I think it's an important part of serving God. I think it's an important part of bringing honor to the Savior. So I'm going to give you some practical pointers. I'm not going to use a bunch of scripture now. I'm just going to say some things. If you've been in this church in the last many years as I've been pastor, you've heard me say something about this sort of thing about once every year, once every 18 months. We even, when our church was still located down on Trent Road, we had about 20 sermons in a row on a Wednesday night where we talked about health and the importance of good health. Tonight, I'm going to cover a variety of things. We'll get out at the normal time, but I'm going to cover a good handful of things, and I want to suggest to everyone that we work at keeping our bodies healthy so that we can serve God, be happy, and successful for Jesus. I'm going to tell you some things that I think will help with it. Number one, you need to watch how you handle stress. You need to watch how you handle stress. Now, let me tell you something that I think sometimes when we stress, it's a sign that we maybe have a little lack of faith. I think we should all believe that God is in control and God knows what he's doing. But stress will wear your body down. I think everybody knows this, but I'm going to say it. Our homes, they need the peace of God in them. And if you don't want a bunch of stress in your life, you've got to have an element of faith. There's got to be forgiveness that's active in your life. You've got to make sure bitterness is not in your life. I recommend, if you don't want stress spiritually, that you get the sin out of your life. Get your life organized. And I'll promise you, if you minimize stress, you're going to improve your health. There's a lot of things that cause stress, and I'm not going to go into what causes it, but I'll just tell you this, that the stresses of life, sometimes we make it hard on our bodies because we don't handle pressure in the Spirit of God, and we don't handle pressure the way we should in regard to our faith and the way we behave emotionally. So, I think everyone knows stress can be very hard on the body. Now, everybody's going to have some of it, but you need to learn to handle it spiritually. Number two, do you know that now this won't mean a lot to you, it means a lot to me. When I was young, I'd go to yell at my kids, but as a young preacher, if I'd strain my voice, I would know that I strained my voice the next time I needed to get up and preach for 45 minutes. And I had to learn to stop raising my voice. Could I recommend, if you would like to minimize the stress, that you stop screaming? Really and honestly, I think there's a lot of yelling and screaming that goes on out there, and it surely is not good for you. Now, my kids can tell you, I did not stop disciplining. I learned how to say what needed to be said with a low tone. I could say to my kids, look right in my eyes. Don't do that again. I didn't have to raise my voice, and they caught on. They figured out I meant it, whether I was at volume level 10 or 2. I still meant it. But boy, you're going to want to be careful. Hey, really, some of you that sing, you like the choir, you like to sing. Can I tell you? You better watch how you use your voice. You will harm your voice. You will hurt yourself. So stop the screaming. It's going to help with your stress. Again, I know a person that goes to a church in a distant state, and I think that this person now has had 3 or 4 surgeries on their throat because of all the screaming and yelling that goes on in their home. That shouldn't ought to be that way. Number three. I want to recommend to everybody here, though I will sound like a voice crying in the wilderness, that you drink a lot of water. You drink a lot of water. Water is healthy for you. And I know you looked in your pop and you seen that one of the ingredients was water. And so you feel like as long as it's, you know, wet, that it's water. Pop is not water, and coffee is not water. And I know this will sound like a false doctrine. Sweet tea is not water. Hey, listen, water's the best thing for you to drink. Water will help you a lot. It'll help keep your system clean, and it'll so many of the other drinks, of course, you know, that all the supplements and things, even, and there's nothing wrong with drinking juice, that can be good for you, but if you drink too much juice, the sugar content is very, very high. And most of the time, look, if the juice was relatively inexpensive, it's probably not juice. It's probably sugar water that has a picture of a strawberry on the front of the package. But I want to tell you, drink a lot of water. I could help some people with your health in a tremendous way. If I could talk you into stop drinking everything you drink and drink nothing but water from this day forward, in a few months, it would totally change your health and your life. But most people won't do that. Number four, I want to recommend that you eat right. One thing I'd like to say is I would love for families to spend some time and eat together. I think it's very, very healthy for families to eat together. You say, but Pastor, how can you have both? If we're going to eat together, I've got to scream. The more we're together, the more I must raise my voice. Do you want my voice to be happy? Do you want my voice to be healthy? But I think we need to eat right. I think a reminder of this. I think if you eat late at night, it can be very hard on your body. Your body must digest food through the night. Also, you don't have a chance to exercise and work some of those calories and things off. So eating late in the evening, it'll hurt you. Now, I may have ruined your, you're going to have a party down at Cookout after church tonight. Don't worry. If it goes as normal, you'll forget everything that I've said by Wednesday night, and you can have the party Wednesday night and not feel guilty. All the fast foods can be very hard on us, all what we'd call the junk foods. Listen, if a good meal to you is Pop-Tarts and chocolate milk, you're not really making healthy choices. All the fried foods, I know you say this is not health class, but I'm going to tell you something. Fruit and vegetables and organic, or the cleaner they are, the better off you are. They're healthy, and they will help your body. So you want to lower that stress. You want to not be screaming and yelling. You need to drink water. You need to eat right. And I don't say this in a comical way. I don't mean to be offensive in any way. Watch your weight. Your body, if you carry too much weight, it can be very, very hard on your body. Keep your weight healthy. Help your children with it. Well, what I would do is I would just find out what the recommended weight is for your height and work toward that. I think anybody would tell you, any medical doctor would tell you, when you carry extra weight, it weighs you down, it slows you down, you'll not feel as well, and it's hard on your, it's hard on your bone structure, it's hard on your joints. Now, hey, I might throw this in here, just like when we carry too much weight, it can be hard on our bodies, there's some that don't carry enough. You need to eat. You need to keep yourself healthy. You've got to have enough food in your system and the right kind of food to keep your energy level up. That there are people that struggle with diabetes because of the amount of food and the kinds of food they eat. And that's something that you can attend to. That's something you can do something about that. But you know, there are people that deal with health issues because they're underweight. And in both cases, I say we need to find what is the appropriate weight for our height, and we need to work toward that. So, and let me tell you again, there are some things that there are illnesses and there are deficiencies in someone's body, and there's not anything you can do about it. But if there is something you can do about it, I think we're responsible to take care of the temple that God has given us. So we want to take care of our health. I have counseled a lot of people through the years that are diabetic, and let me tell you, it'll affect you physically, but if your diabetes is not kept in check properly, it will affect you emotionally, it'll affect you mentally. So you really need to attend to it, and it's something that you can do. It's going to take self-control. You've got to eat right. You've got to take care of it. And number six, I would take care of yourself as best you can. Attend to your dental care. Keep your teeth brushed and keep your mouth as healthy as you can. Believe it or not, I think that's a part of health care, is taking care of your mouth. Some of you that grew up in the generation where they used silver, and you have silver fillings and things like that, the mercury that's in that can be very hard on your system. If a filling begins to leak and that mercury gets into your system, it can poison you, it can give you headaches, it can be very, very hard on you. But what I'm telling you is, I think dental care is a part of health care. So you want to take care of that next. You might not think this has much to do with health, but I think it does. I think you need to keep your house clean. I think you need to keep your house clean because you'll be healthier. You don't want your home to be a breeding ground for germs. And I'm not trying to mock or make fun of anybody or anything. I'm just telling you, when you go to the hospital, they're always working on cleanliness. Why? Because we want the germs not to be active. You don't want any more germs than what's necessary. So keep your home clean by keeping your house clean. The germs, the abundance of germs is minimized. Then number eight. I would recommend that you watch the amount of caffeine and sugar that you take in. All that sugar and all that caffeine, it can be hard on your body. Now, if you live off of caffeine and live off of sugar, you'll probably die off of it too. Too much of it is going to be very, very bad for you. Of course, I'm not going to go into what caffeine does in your system, but there's a reason why you get that rush from that caffeine. It does alter your body to make that happen, and it can be very, very unhealthy. And so watch the caffeine and watch the intake of sugar. I would also tell you this. I think we have to work on our sleep habits. I think if you're going to be healthy, you need to sleep right. In other words, I think late night internet and late night television and things like that, if that's keeping you from getting the right amount of sleep, let alone if you're looking at stuff you shouldn't be looking at, but if you're not getting the right amount of sleep, you need to learn to control that. I think sometimes people don't sleep well because they worry and they fret too much. You're going to have to learn to turn some things over to the Lord and put your head on your pillow and go to sleep. You know, there are people that toss and turn a lot because of their finances. They don't sleep well because of their finances. You know what I'd do? If you're all panicked about your finances and you're not sleeping well, maybe you need to let somebody help you get your financial situation organized and get a plan to fix the problem so you're not up all night. Because if you're up all night and you're not sleeping well, you're not going to be healthy. Well, you say, well, what will that cause? Well, if you get unhealthy enough, you won't be able to go to work. If you're not able to go to work, you can't get a paycheck. I guess you didn't solve your financial problem by worrying about it and staying up all night. You're going to make it worse. So I think sleeping right is very important. Now, there are different people that would say different things about how much you need to sleep. I don't know how much you need to sleep, but I really do think it's a responsibility of every, especially adult alive, to figure out how much sleep it takes for you to function at peak performance, and then you get that much sleep. No more than that. No less than that. There's an amount of sleep that it takes for me to function at peak performance. I think I know what it is, and that's how much I sleep. Yours, it may be less. Yours, it may be more. But you need to sleep right. And I'll tell you what happens if we're not careful. If you're not sleeping right, it changes your attitude. You know, when we haven't slept well, boy, you can be feisty and you can be harsh. Now you're adding to the stress level, and that affects your body, and it's going to affect your behavior. So I think you need to sleep right. So I said, work on the stress. Don't be screaming and yelling. You protect your voice, and that's a contributor to stress. I said, drink water, eat right, watch your weight, practice dental care. Keep your house clean. Limit the sugar. Limit the caffeine. And I'll tell you, you take the sugar and the caffeine, that may have something to do with the sleep problem. You say, I don't sleep well. Well, you need to knock off maybe the caffeine and the sugar. And parents, can I tell you, a child doesn't have to drink a cup of coffee to get caffeine. All they have to do is eat some chocolate that's got caffeine in it. You say, I can't get my kid to go to sleep. Well, if you let them eat a bunch of sugar, they may have a difficult time getting to sleep. And so it's important that they sleep right and eat right, and it will, and they'll be healthier that way. You might not believe this, but I believe that number 10, I believe that work is healthy. I think work is healthy. I think laziness probably causes some people not to be well. Now, on Wednesday night, I taught a whole lesson on separation from slothfulness. We're going to teach a second part to it this Wednesday night. So I'm not going to go into it in great detail, but I would say to everybody in here, you may not be able to work. Let's say you're not well. You say, I'm not well. I can't work. You might not be able to work 8 hours, but maybe you can work four. If you can't work four, maybe you can work two. Say, I can't work two. Can you work one? You know, I rarely ever find anybody that can't work an hour or 2 hours. But the problem is, if we can't work eight, we don't want to work any at all. Now, I don't know where that's taught in the Bible. You say, well, I want people to treat me fairly. I am talking about treating you fairly. You need to figure out how much you can work without hurting yourself and work that much. And I think there's a pretty lazy attitude in our country today. And I have to tell you, if you're lazy, I think it could contribute to some health problems, because God didn't intend for us just to lay around all the time. Number 11. If you want to be healthy, I think your personal hygiene or your personal cleanliness will be a contributor to health. In other words, showering, bathing, you know, if you want to call it germ removal, you need to keep yourself clean. wash your hands. And I think it's a good idea that people wash their hands often. I'm in and out of hospitals, and I've been in and out of nursing homes, and I've been in and out of healthcare institutions a lot as a pastor. I've done it for years and years and years and years and years. And I always sanitize my hands. I go in places that I go into situations that are quarantined, but I'm always very, very careful. I'm careful how I handle myself. I don't want people not to have a pastor to come and pray with them because he's afraid that he's going to get sick. But there is a right and a wrong way to be around those sort of things. So you need to wash your hands. We shake hands here at our church. We won't do away with that. We're going to shake hands, but I would recommend this. If you've gone around the church and you were shaking hands with a lot of people, I wouldn't go somewhere and lick your hands right after you do that. Matter of fact, I think I would keep your hands out of your mouth and out of your eyes. And then you'll need to wash your hands or sanitize your hands because the germs could be passed on. Now, that you don't necessarily have to get sick because somebody that was sick touched you, but it's going to depend on how it's all handled. I wouldn't eat unless your hands have been washed. And I think you know this, but I'm going to say it. And like I told you earlier, I'm not ashamed of being simple and practical. You got to wash your hands after you've been to the restroom. You wash your hands. You wash your hands after you shake hands. You wash your hands if you've gone to a hospital or a healthcare facility. And you'll find out the doctors and nurses there are constantly washing their hands. Constantly. And when they're treating patients, they wear gloves, they do things like that. What are they doing? They're keeping themselves healthy and they're keeping other people healthy. But personal cleanliness is a part of good health. I really believe that. That means you need to wash your clothes and wash your body. Keep yourself clean. You'll be healthier that way. You say, well, Pastor, is that going to keep me from dying from some disease? I don't know. But every one of these little things contributes to a healthier body. And the big deal about your body, it's not all about just you and your body. God gave you a body so you could serve Him. And if you don't keep it healthy, you won't get that done. And so we should stay healthy. I don't think there's anything wrong at all if somebody wants to take some vitamins. One of the reasons why people take vitamins is because our processed foods so many times have lost the nutrients and things that God intended for us to get from them. And we're talking about when they go to can them and all the things that they do with them. And if they lose the nutrients that our body needs, people take vitamins to supplement or to make up for the nutrients we're not getting through our foods. Vitamins maybe would not be as important if you were eating fresh vegetables and fresh fruit and maybe things that were organic and you wouldn't need it as much. But the supplementing, the vitamins and the supplementation is very important. And I would tell you this also, there are different qualities of vitamins. There are vitamins that are a whole lot more pure. There are vitamins that have organics. And I think it's important that if you're going to take vitamins, you might want to study it and figure it out a little bit so you're taking something that's actually being absorbed into your body and it's going to help you. Number 13, fresh air. Fresh air. Go outside. Leave your house. Outside. Stop watching TV and go outside and breathe fresh air. Play with the children. Play with your dogs. Work together in the yard. Take a walk. Not from your car to McDonald's. Take a walk. When the weather's nice, sleep with a window open. You say, I'll be sick. That fresh air will kill me. Go on a picnic. Go to the park. I'm amazed how people try to stay out of the outdoors. There's nothing wrong with the outdoors. Now, you can get too much sun, and obviously it can get too cold, and it can get too hot. But I'm watching America hide, and America's not healthy. You know, one of the biggest debates over the last couple of presidential elections, it's all about healthcare. You say that's all about money. I think it's about more than that. We have a sick nation. And so I think fresh air will help you to be healthier. I think the right kind of vitamins and supplements can help you to be healthy. I think keeping yourself personally clean. I think work is healthy and sleeping right and dental care and keeping your house clean and limiting the caffeine and the sugar and get your weight where it ought to be and eat right and drink water and keep the stress down. I think all those things will help. I've got three or four more. I'll be done and we'll be on our way. But I happen to believe this. I think if you will decide that you want to help people in life, I believe that will keep you alive longer because you want to help others. You say, well, what in the world does that have to do with my health? I've got a hunch that if God found somebody that wanted to go around helping other people, God would like to try to help keep that person alive. You say, why? Because our society's so stingy. If God had somebody that would go around helping a lot of people, I think God would look down and say, you know, I'm going to try to figure out a way to keep that person alive. Why? Your body was given to you to serve God. You thought your body was given to you for you to do all the stuff you like. Now, that's secondary. Your body was given to you so you can serve God. Take care of it. You owe it to God to make yourself, hey, and if anybody in here is offended, I couldn't be any more polite in the way that I'm presenting this. I'm not trying to dog anybody about anything. I'm saying to everybody, you do what you can to keep yourself as healthy as you can. You say, well, I still wouldn't have 100% health. Well, then it won't be your fault. All you can do is what you can do. And I agree with that 100%, but you got to do what you're supposed to do to keep your body as healthy as you can keep it. So I do believe by helping people, I believe that God would want to extend your life. Look, if I were God and there was one person that was going around winning people to Christ and there are people going to heaven because of that one person, then there's this other person that didn't care about anybody, that never witnessed, that never told anyone about Christ. And if one of them had to kick the can, I'll tell you which one I'd have kicked the can. One that didn't care about anybody but themselves. I think being concerned about the souls of men and helping people can bring longevity to your life. I also believe that's the kind of person that would listen to a sermon like this and say, I need to be as healthy as possible so I can help people and win people to Christ. But 14, helping a lot of people. Number 15, I believe that being morally clean can help you to stay healthy. I happen to believe the Bible teaches that when people are morally clean, there is a health blessing in it. I really, really do believe that. But even if you didn't believe that, I would like to tell you this. People that are not morally clean have extra stress in their life. You say, why? Because they're hiding from somebody else's husband or wife. That's not good for your health. And whether we like it or not, a sexually transmitted disease is not usually transferred between two people that are morally clean and are married and are together. And so there's a lot of illness that's created when people are not morally clean. So be morally clean. Two more and we're done. Exercise. Now we're going back to the big words like Walk. Instead of fighting the other 500 people in Walmart parking lot waiting to get the closest parking spot that you can get because you don't want to walk, why don't you park all the way out there where the stock boys park and walk in the air outside? And if you're really feeling froggy, walk briskly. It'll make you healthier. sometimes take the stairs instead of the escalator. Now, I know there's somebody in here, you've got a back issue, or you've got, you know, a bad leg. I'm not telling you to hurt yourself, but I am saying there are a lot of people that could exercise. Get a bicycle and ride a bicycle. And young people, a bicycle is this thing, it's got two great big wheels on it. And they have training wheels if you're afraid. Being the average kid, there are kids today that don't, I mean, 12, 13, 14 years of age, they don't even ride bikes anymore. I can't imagine growing up not having a bicycle. I mean, yeah, if you didn't know how to ride a bike in my school, you would get beat up. We went outdoors. You know, you're not made healthy by doing this. Some of you, the healthiest part of your body is your index finger. There's some of you, I watch you text. I'm thinking, how do they do that? Olympic level speed texting. I'm thinking, man, if you could walk that fast, your thighs wouldn't be that big. But you won't be made healthy by texting. It's not going to happen. You know, young people, one of the reasons why when you go to the public school, they have a thing called phys ed. It's not so you get a chance to throw a dodgeball at your enemy and hit him in the face. Although that is one thing you can accomplish. Somewhere along the line, somebody decided it was important that you exercise and you be taught how. Why in the world would they think you need to be taught how? Because if your parents won't teach you, somebody needs to teach you. You're supposed to exercise to stay healthy. It's one of the reasons why they have health class. And you know, in the public school, they teach you how to brush your teeth. Well, they used to. Why? Because if mom and dad don't teach you to brush your teeth, somebody needs to teach you to brush your teeth and to wash your hands. Why? Because we seem to think that your body's health is important. Now the United States government might want your body somewhat healthy so you can earn money so they can tax you. But God wants you healthy so you can serve Him. But exercise. Now, I'll go back to being very kind and polite, and let me say, there are some exercises you can't do because your health won't allow it. But do what you can do. There are exercises virtually for everyone depending on where they're at health-wise. Now, you can't fix everything that's wrong with your body, but exercise is one of the things that will contribute to helping you to feel better. Most people that I've ever spoken to that get some type of a routine exercise program and they start eating right and drinking right, they start to feeling better. And it's not hard to figure out. The Bible teaches it. We've taught it. And you go to a school somewhere, they're going to teach you to take care of your body, and they're going to give you a lot of practical pointers on how to do it. One last thing I'll say. We'll pray and go home. If you're not saved, I would recommend that you get saved. You say, why? Well, this is all about health in your body, and hell is very hard on one's body. If you don't get saved, you'll die and go to hell. And if you die and go to hell, you think you're having problems with your body now. It does get worse. And I also believe that when someone gets saved, the Holy Spirit of God moves within them. And when the Spirit of God is in us, He prompts us. And He has a way of reminding us to do and prompting us to do the things that we should do. I think this. I think there are people in here. I think the Holy Spirit from time to time talks to you about your health. He's the one that nudges you in the right direction. He's that one that gets on you a little bit when nobody else is there. Listen to Him. Let Him help you. If the Spirit of God within you is trying to get you on track health-wise, don't reject that. Is it possible that the Spirit of God might be trying to influence you from the inside with the Scripture for which He stands that has something to do with, if you'll remember correctly, the Bible makes it real clear. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are to keep ourselves as healthy as we can so we can serve God. And we are not our own. We're bought with a price. Let the Holy Spirit that's inside you help you to make healthy decisions. I'm fearful that there are some people in Christianity that will never do what they could have done for the cause of Christ because they will not take care of their health. I know, if I were up here ranting and raving about, drugs or some wicked, vile sin that we could all shout about, we would all agree. But let me tell you, there'll be massive people that will not get things done for God that they could have gotten done, and it wouldn't be because they went out and robbed a bank and committed the wicked sin. They just didn't take care of their body, so they limited themselves. And they'll never do what they could have done because they did not care for the body that God gave them. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm saying to a group of people that I love, guard your health. Be careful with your health. Eat right, drink right, sleep right, exercise. Do what you can. Make yourself as healthy as you can. You do what you can. And then let God do the rest. You don't have total control over everything that happens to your body, but you do have some control. You do have some. And if you don't do what you can, it's wrong. It's wrong.